the street, you're gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. We are doing a special program this week, halfway through March the 14th. Another Saturday spent with you, my personal friends here at KRDO for the Jay Garvin Show. I am summarizing, pushing through the power segment of the run on rates and real estate. You can get a hold of me directly at 719-330-1457. If I can help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction, I'm a licensed loan officer, but also I've been, you know, the host of this radio show for over 8 years, 400 plus shows. And today we're doing a follow-up from the coronavirus correction last week. We've had the Dow Jones Industrial Average here in March of 2020 fall 35% in less than 2 weeks. We've had the 10-year Treasury go down below 1% for the first time in recordable history. We've had all this hot and cold all week. 30 to 50 corrections just this last second week of March of 2020 in interest rates up and down. And we're in territory that nobody has ever been in before. And the biggest thing I want to share with you is that if you have a mortgage that you can decrease the interest rate, decrease the term, or eliminate your private mortgage insurance, it's a great time to look at it. But you want to make sure that you can save $100 to $200 or more a month, recapture your investment in your closing costs that go get wrapped into the equity of your loan, and recover those expenses in 18 to 36 months. It doesn't matter if you can get a 2% interest rate and save $400 a month. If they're charging you $20,000 to do it and it takes you 75 months or more than 6 years to recover, it's a bonehead decision. Like when my wife and I did our refinance, our VA streamline from 4.25 down to 3.375, we saved $337 and it took us less than 7 months to recover our costs. So we had less than $2,100 in actual costs because we had some investor credits, and that was a smart choice. And I can walk you through the exact same protocol. There's so many call centers and mortgage bankers out there that are just going to tell you low rate, repeat it like a parrot, and then go ahead and charge you $11,000 of closing costs because your equity is high enough. You're never going to notice it. Sign on the dotted line. And they just whistle Dixie and go down the road. You do not want to do that. Dave Ramsey, Jay Garvin's, we would tell you personally to take a deep breath, take pause, look at it mathematically and logically and not emotionally, and get things done. And be prepared. If you call me and you want to refinance just because it's a knee-jerk reaction, I'm going to talk you out of it, because it's the right thing to do. And with the market that we're in right now, rates are going to remain historically low for the rest of the year. We're going to have rate corrections and moderate economic news. We're not going to have explosive economic news until the summer or fall, because we have to have that ripple effect from the coronavirus around the world. And 90% of the current concern is coming from around the world and not United States economy, certainly not El Paso County's real estate market, because here are the biggest takeaways. The biggest takeaways is this, and I've told you about Warren Buffett's quote, buy low and sell high. Now is the time to buy stocks, not sell them. God forbid you should sell them. That's the worst time. That would be an emotional sale. You actually want to stabilize and buy as the market's going down. Don't sell. And real estate, if we have any delayed fear from coronavirus, it's the time to buy. Another quote that Warren Buffett says, and this is one of my biggest takeaway, be fearful when others are greedy, and be greedy when others are fearful. So right now, a lot of people are fearful. So this is when you lean into real estate. This is when you lean into the market. It was very difficult. Many of you could not see it in 2011 and 2012 and 13 when I asked you please to lean into the market, but I didn't lead you astray. And now those houses are more than 70% more than they were. I bought houses for $181,000 right in Pleasant Valley in 2015. And by 2020, that house is $335,000. I mean, that is incredible in itself. And that is just one house, folks. If you look at that and go ahead and take that $300,000 that I said divided by the $181,000, that's an 80% growth. And now the same thing can be afforded to you because we have 87 million millennials that are coming of age. And regardless of what the stock market says or not, they have to buy a house. They have to rent. They can no longer live in the basement of their parents through the 40s and beyond in their years. You fall in love, you get a good career, and people move on in their 30s and 40s. And that's exactly what the millennials are doing. And we're seeing that. And we see statistics that say that less than 2% of Americans have the courage to invest in investment property. And I'm telling you to buy the three little houses. Don't ever sell your house right now in El Paso County between now and 2025. I don't care if the real estate inventory is getting less. Let some other individual buy the house in a limited listing market. You certainly don't sell yours. You keep it. That asset is growing 6 to 10% every single year, and your return on investment with your money into it is far lower than the overall investment itself that's increasing in value. And the big takeaways I'll tell you is, number one, be fearful when others are greedy and be greedy when others are fearful. It is time to get greedy. It's time to buy low. Houses are still historically low compared to Denver and all the other communities that we are building towards these metropolitan areas. Colorado Springs, you know, has a lot of activity and a lot of great jobs coming in. The second one you'll notice in real estate, that not only will the real estate market fail to slow down in growth, there's no way in the earth, I promise you, that it's going to go down in value. And that's what I told you. I don't care what the S&P and the Dow Jones does. I'm telling you that you really want to listen to my podcast on the 4th of April and the 11th of April, because all of this is explained in great detail. The same formulas I predicted with real estate back in 2011 is demographics in America. So listen to Saturday the 4th and Saturday the 11th, and you're going to get the biggest takeaway of all, and that is position yourself for a great retirement, a great debt-free retirement, while there's a run on rates and a run on real estate. You can call me at 719-330-1457. I want you to sign up at churchillcolorado.com for my investment property class this coming Tuesday, March 17th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. It's going to be in the middle of town behind the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame. And you can go to churchillcolorado.com, pull down the events and classes tab, and sign up Investment Property 201, putting together your team and following a roadmap right here on The Jay Garvin Show. And in person, I'll walk you through that instruction. And as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. Have a great week, and I'll speak with you next time right here on The Jay Garvin Show and podcast.
Hey, y'all, I want everybody to throw your hands in the air if you love cold cash money one time in a row. Repeat after me and say money, 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 money.
Money, 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 money.
Here we go. The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
I'm going to rap to you all about making money with the ball, ba-ding-a-ding, diggy-diggy-diggy, shake the boogie to the bang-bang boogie.